The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, and son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Galilean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus called by name to follow him. And what Paul says, Jesus not the new covenant, but not all. St. Paul's quote, the Old Testament, the prophets, that the Old Testament, they do not live up to the call. So the New Testament, Jesus come again to just lead us once more, be faithful to the Lord. So this new covenant is in Jesus himself. He is the covenant. He wants us called, each one of us called by name. That's why in baptism, we have a name given. It's calling. So we have to believe that each one of us in a different way, different vocations, but all just to be one with the Lord. Either married life or religious life, consecrated life or single life, whatever. You have to live up the calling to be the, we call, the disciple of Jesus. So Jesus called by name. That means he knows us, each one of us. He knows you. He knows what you want. Also his best. Before you ask, God the Father knows what you're asking. So this is, we are, it's family, I can call. It's not only an abstract line of a covenant, but it's a family, big family. Now today we say called a church, but practically it's a family. Jesus is a big brother. Mary, our mother. Not all else. We are brothers and sisters. We are one. That's why Jesus prayed for us already. Father, that they all may be one. So this unity is very important in the family spirit. If the unity, if the true love, there's no real spirit of family. So we have to live up. Although we are like a institution, but we are not. Because the covenant is in Jesus himself. The covenant is the word of God himself, nothing else. If we live up the word of God, if we receive the Holy Communion faithfully, trustfully, we are united. Otherwise, just external appearance and we sit together, but we are not together. But we are one with the Lord. That means doing his will faithfully, then we are one.